that you serve well-planned, healthy meals all the time, maintain your relationships with all friends, and work full-time, all while taking care of your baby. You have to be realistic about what can be done without stretching yourself too thin. Find out what's more important to you and build your schedule around that. Perhaps you don't have to keep the place spotless. Perhaps eating out a few nights a week is okay. You don't even have to completely stick to a rigid schedule. Part of being a parent is thinking on your feet. Establish a support system. You are going to be your child's anchor, but it doesn't hurt to get support from other people as well. Remember what they say about how it takes a village to raise a child? You don't need a literal village to help you out. You can just ask friends or family, not exactly for help, but for support. Ask someone over for dinner so you and your child can get some socialization with people other than each other. Also, contrary to popular belief, you can actually endear yourself to someone by asking for help, especially if it's something as easy as help with moving the couch. Even something as simple as calling your own parents to talk about how things are with your child is a good way to establish that support system. Stay healthy. Motherhood is going to take a lot of energy, so staying fit is important. You should never forget to take care of yourself. That way, you can take care of your child and their needs. Motherhood is a 24/7 job, and you can't afford to get sick or fall to a serious condition because a tiny human being is now dependent on you. Still, you do need some time off to take care of your personal needs, which is why you'll need a readjustment of priorities and a decent support system. It's challenging, but rewarding to be a first-time mom. There will be ups and downs, but if you are determined to take on the challenge, you'll find that it can be fun and exciting, even wondrous at times. Parenthood becomes even more meaningful once you start teaching your child the value of respect, love, and responsibility, and just how to be a good human being in general. Chapter 2: Things You Need to Consider When Preparing for Pregnancy. When you get pregnant, your body goes through major changes. You might think that all the changes hormones brought during puberty were enough to make you crazy, but just wait until they get to work during your pregnancy. Hence, it's crucial that you prepare physically and also mentally. The physical aspect is a given, of course. After all, you'll be nourishing a life inside you. But you see, pregnancy is bound to catapult you into something you may not quite be prepared for. Yes, you expect to get pregnant someday, and you might even have been fervently wishing for it. Whatever the case may be, expectation can be quite different from reality. Thus, the need to prepare yourself mentally. You may need to consider your career. This consideration goes hand in hand with finances, which is also a crucial part of being a parent. You'd want to make sure that your baby's needs are taken care of. There are some important questions that you will need to ask yourself. How quickly do you intend to get back to work? How do you manage your career and a baby? Pregnancy doesn't come free. In fact, it is expensive. Can you afford to leave your job and risk going through mental stress while trying to think how you can make ends meet and sustain your pregnancy? Bear in mind the medical bills, the cost of having the baby, baby needs and supplies, and even your own needs. That's why it's important to prepare yourself mentally for the pregnancy challenge. The next thing you need to work on is preparing your body for pregnancy. As mentioned in the beginning, your body will undergo changes before, during, and after the pregnancy. Therefore, it's important to make sure that your body stays healthy through the entire process. The first thing you need to do is to optimize your weight. You want to enter your pregnancy in the pink of health, so you need to ensure that you are neither overweight nor underweight. Start maintaining a healthy diet. Consult your obstetrician for help in this regard, or ask her if she can refer you to a nutritionist. If you were a smoker,